I always wanted to work with Lars. I remember I saw Isaac de Bankole the night before he left. I know Isaac a little bit, and I went to a play he was in New York, and afterwards we went out and had dinner. And he said, somewhat proudly, he said, "Hey, I'm going to, you know, go to Sweden to work on Lars von Trier movie." I said, "That's cool." He said, "It's a good part, too." I said, "That's great, that's great." And I joked with him. I said, "When you get over there, tell Lars if he needs me, just call me up. I'll come right over." And then about six weeks later, whatever, I just got a call, very direct, saying, "Look, they'd like to have you do this, you know, little part in Manderley. Read it and tell me what you think." So it was kind of a no-brainer. As I said, I wanted to work with Lars, and the material, as much as I ever understand the material initially, was attractive to me. Well, I think it's pretty obvious that he's, on one hand, he's kind of the, you know, politically incorrect voice, but he, on the other hand, he's the voice of wisdom. He's kind of a combination of those two things. I mean, if Grace is naive, idealistic, and arrogant, he's not naive, pessimistic, and realistic.